This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Which way is up? You know that movie, Which Way Is Up? Oh, forget it. That was like in the 70s. It was a Richard Pryor movie, Which Way Is Up? Kind of a little bit about his life. Strange movie. But yeah, Which Way Is Up? They had that old, that soundtrack to it was really cool. Which Way Is Up? There's a certain type of music they played during that period. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. And the reason why I'm saying Which Way Is Up? Right? You know that bass beat of the guitar? It's because the Democrats don't know which way is up. Yeah, they don't know whether to wind their butts or pat their watches. Or scratch their watches. Is that it? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they're struggling. Struggling big time. You have that clip of Tom Perez. Tom Perez, the DNC chairman, the Democrats wanted to do some legislation that said, we want to abolish ICE, because Cynthia Nixon said it, and then it became the battle cry. Immigration, these people are terrorists, man. And then, of course, immigration's going out, and they're stopping all these pedophile rings, these human trafficking, sex trafficking rings, doing their job. A reason they exist. Immigration, customs enforcement. These are the people that say you can't bring, you know, some crazy little bug in or some animal in or some fruit pie you got from such and such because it doesn't fit in with us for whatever reason. And we've come to these conclusions because of people doing these things and introducing some beetle that destroys a crop that we didn't know was going to happen. And that's why we put these things in. And we do the same thing for people. We don't want you bringing disease in and things that we want to make sure that we quarantine. There's a reason why America doesn't have outbreaks of malaria and some other diseases. Ebola is not common in America. It's found typically in Africa. Hanta is not here in America, and so on and so forth. You get my point. But the Democrats don't want it. Why are you protecting us? How dare you protect American citizens from you know, letting people just come in any way they want? Why have these protections? Why have this legal system that says, okay, why are you here? You know, what are you planning to do while you're here? How will you not be a burden on a society that we've built by going through the legal system? Because if you just say it's open borders, well, then it doesn't matter how I cross. Get rid of ICE. Get rid of the Border Patrol. Get rid of all of it and just let it be a free-for-all. Because that's how we do it in the real world, isn't it? That's what you do in stores. Why do we even have walls around buildings? Why do we have walls around prison? Why do we even have prison? Nothing is a crime according to the left. So what, you go in and steal something from a bodega and get yourself shot? It ain't your fault. It's the cop's fault. California says, steal up to $950. Come on, you're just trying to feed your family. Yeah, with a TV? Doesn't matter. Which way is up? They don't know which way is up. The Democrats are struggling to fit. Here's the problem. Their reality, how they want to live and how they want you to live are two different things.
You need to let these people into the schools, these illegals, these poor little children of DACA and all that.
Oh, but no, I don't want them in my school.
You need to let these illegals come live in America.
Oh, but not in my gated community. No, no, no. I don't want to have to live with. What are you talking about? That's riffraff. They smell. They stink. That's what Harry Reid said. They stink, and he's right. They do. I don't want to smell stinky people any more than you. You don't have to be rich to go, I don't want to smell stinky people. I don't want to smell stinky people, rich or poor. We live in America. We got running water. And I'll give you a bar of soap. I'll even buy you some deodorant. Just over there. So they don't know which way is up. They're struggling. Here's Tom Perez talking about after they wanted the legislation for ICE, they then don't want it.
There's been calls to end obviously the family separation policy, which is a consensus call, but there have also been calls to abolish ICE. There's legislation that's been introduced by Democratic members of Congress. Some Democratic senators have endorsed that position as others. Do you think we should abolish ICE?
We should defeat Donald Trump. That's what we should do. Leaders set the tone of this nation.
Wait,
Donald
Trump's you say we should abolish Donald
Trump? Intolerance. His tolerance for total ethical lapses, whether it's the EPA or HHS or elsewhere, this administration has set the tone. I went after Joe Arpaio. We sued him when I was the head of the Civil Rights Division. I didn't try to abolish the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. We understood that the problem lied in the leadership of Joe Arpaio. And Joe Arpaio is now the former sheriff, and the current sheriff has worked very hard to change the culture. We need a change in leadership at the top levels of this country. We need to elect Democrats so that we can make sure that our values of inclusion and opportunity are values that are now holding score, holding sway in the United States. I think that's the most important thing that we can do, is win elections in November so that we can reform ICE, so that we can reform the EPA, so that we can change this culture of corruption that has infected the federal government. And it's infected the federal government because its leadership in the form of this president is ethically void.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you noticed that Tom Perez did not answer the question, good for you. He doesn't answer the question. Why is it that you guys sponsor legislation that says get rid of ICE, and the Republicans go, okay, cool, we'll bring it to the floor? No, you know what? We don't want to vote on that. You want to know why? You guys know? You probably do, right? The reason why is because it was poll tested. It was great. It was a battle cry for this. What's his little Ocasio girl up in New? We need to get rid of ICE. She's a silver spoon kid that has life is nothing like she depicts it. Beats up an incumbent Democrat. I mean, with her far leftist views, and Tom Perez wants it to be. She's our champion. She and Cynthia Nixon of Sex and the City fame say we want to get rid of ICE. So they go, it's a good idea. Let's do it. And then people go, maybe it's not such a good idea. And so then the Democrats don't even want to support their own legislation. See, that's what's called getting a dose of sanity. Thank yourselves, America. Welcome back, everybody. That is what's called getting a dose of sanity. Mm-hmm. See, when the Democrats are forced to deal with the things, when they finally get somebody that goes, that's not going to play very well, particularly with ICE arresting all these pedophiles. Hey, short break. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Craig Simon, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got a lot to talk about today, but before I get into the Democrats' very real concerns, let me give you a couple things you should be thinking about, because we're going to talk a lot about SCOTUS. I know that what's funny is the old news isn't old. It's just been on hiatus while the Democrats try to make hay out of something else. So, for example, the stroke hearings. Struck, whatever they call his name. So Struck was a distraction because the Democrats had to rally around that particular issue because, let's just put it this way, their house of cards is built on the testimony of a lying FBI agent, a lying, cheating FBI agent. So they've got to, you know, they had to rally around this guy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, here's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. And Struck is a perfect representative of these guys, and I love it. And I, as I said before, I'm going to get more into why they're concerned about him, why they're concerned about all the people in the Obama administration. They run along as if life is just normal, but I swear, if you want to see a reality show that would blow away all other reality shows. Can you imagine if you got to hang around the Clintons? Can you imagine if you got to hang out with James Comey and hear him planning on meeting with attorneys and meeting with his team to figure out what to tweet next and trying to get with pastors to say what Bible verse can I tweet and get out of this next mess? Eric Holder, pick any one of them. It would be a reality show to end all reality shows. I would be glued to the TV. Y'all would look at me and go, Kevin, you look like a zombie on Fox. I'd go, yep. I was up watching the Comey show all night. You know what I mean? These people will give you, I mean, it's precious jewels of stuff. And I'm saying if it were really reality and you were hearing the conversations with their attorneys like, you know, well, how are we going to get out of that? And what do you think we should do? And when am I going to be called for a deposition? And what do you think is going to happen? And how should we plan for that? And where do I park my illegal money? And what if they investigate this? And then the meetings between them and the phone calls and the burner phones and the marking of the X on the park bench. I mean, it would be a spy thriller that would make Jason Bourne look like you were watching Sesame Street. Oh, man. They don't want to tell you the truth. Yeah, that's all you want. Look, we're very easy people to get along with. Tell us the truth. We occasionally know you're going to stretch it. You're going to omit something. You're going to push it a little bit. You may even tell us a little lie, a white lie. And occasionally, conservatives, yes, you will even lie to protect your own skin. But when you're caught, or if it's for the greater good, you know what you do? You say, okay, you refer back to that core and you say, yep, wrong thing to do. Never should have done it. I apologize. And you mean it and you make changes. That's what you do. Because you know in the end, that's the best thing for you. But not left. Not the leftists. They will beat you down, beat you down, beat you down. So what's going on with President Trump right now? I think he's probably wrapped up Russia. I don't know how long he planned on being there. We'll talk more about it in a bit. And Lindsey Graham's even jumped on board with the president. I want to get some into that. And I say Lindsey Graham because he's such a rhino. When I bring these people up, and I'm talking about the never-Trumpers, the anti-Trumpers, and the Democrats switching over, etc., I just want you to understand how strong the gravitational force of Donald Trump is at this point. The gravitational force of you, the conservatives, you have created a new, I don't want to use the word paradigm because we understand what it is. You know, it isn't like it's something new. Reagan did it. But you've created something new. My brother and I were talking the other night, my oldest brother, anti-Trumper. Not anti-Trump, but he wasn't going to vote for him. Did not vote for President Trump in the last election. First time in his adult life he didn't vote for the Republicans. And he told me he didn't think Trump was an evangelical. And we were talking. And he says, but you remember, Kev, he says, I called you within a month of Trump's presidency. I said, no, you switched over quick. He goes, not only did I switch over quick, because my brother's a pastor. He's got a PhD in theology. And he says, I didn't believe him to be a pious individual, you know, a very religious man. And I want somebody who really looked at the Bible and the Constitution. He says, but I couldn't be more wrong. And he says, I'm going to tell you right now, Trump is better in his view than Reagan, who is our idol. Now, I know I'm not the only one that thinks that. My brother switched from being dang near an anti-Trumper to saying the man in less than 2 years is better than Reagan. If you don't think that's happening around the country, forget that. I want you to understand the power of that gravitational pull has pulled a person who did not want this man to be president, not just over to the other side, but solidly so into the Trump camp that I quote you, my brother, he says, I don't really care what he does. I trust him. Did you hear what I just said? He said, I don't care what President Trump does. When he speaks about things, I trust him. That's how far of a swing that you have. A person who didn't vote for him to a person who says, I'll follow this man through the gates of hell. Well, he didn't quite say that, but you know what I'm getting at. That's going on all over this country, folks. They don't want to tell you stuff, the left, because they don't want you to know how good. Let me tell you, the protest in Britain, if they weren't paying for that, if it wasn't contrived in the media, you wouldn't have 1,000 people at a protest against Donald Trump. Not anywhere. His decisions have been sound. They have been made based in logic and reason. And they are for the good of all. Whether women's right to choose like it or not, the idea of protecting the unborn is the better decision for the nation and for the world. It's not a self-indulgent, selfish decision that, you know, somebody's making about the life of another human. Women want to, if we talked about it in that way, look, and here again, I want to make sure you understand this. I don't care what a woman does with her body. You have the ability to kill a child, and I can really say nothing about it. It is your body. But I'm not going to let you try to gloss over it as if you're flaking off some skin that's on, you know, like, oh, here's a piece of skin on my face. Let me get that off. It's not like that. So that's the difference. We've got to be able to have these intelligent conversations without the politics of it and people trying to say, you're anti-woman, you're misogynist, you're this, you're trying to control me, whatever. Because I can certainly tell you, women, you are not in control of your bodies. I've talked about it many times, and I'm going to probably do a video series on it to tell you. And when I say women, I'm talking about to these leftists, these feminists. I'm in control of my body. You're in control of nothing. Just shut up. Sit down and shut up. You're not in control of anything. Disingenuous liars, these leftists. A man is gallivanting around the world on behalf of America, and they are doing everything they can to undermine it. But here's what's cool about it. Here's the good news, conservatives. Happy New Year. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Donald Trump doesn't care. He's going to make it happen regardless. They're going to try to demonize every Supreme Court pick, every judge that he picks at any level. They're going to criticize every decision that he makes, even when he's trying to get tax money back, get money back into our treasury from NATO, from trade deals. When he's working to make sure the world is safer, they're trying to hurt him. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence laid out preliminary plans for President Trump's proposed new Space Force during remarks at the Pentagon. The president officially directed the Defense Department to establish this sixth branch of the U.S. military in space in June. University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts vanished last month when jogging near Brooklyn, Iowa. Devin Riley may be the last man to have seen Tibbetts alive. He came forward and talked to the FBI. He joined Good Morning America and said what he remembers about that night.
She jogged down the street, up the hill. You know, it was just nothing of it until I heard somebody was missing, and then it, like, really hit me, and it's like I haven't seen that runner since then.
Riley also said he was questioned.
They were really polite and didn't assume, I don't think, and they just did their walking run out in less than 10, 15 minutes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As you guys know, I was in Paris not long ago, and I was discussing this whole Iranian thing with the NCRI, and it's the second year I've been to the event, and of course, everybody was concerned. Kevin, be careful. Sure enough, we learned the Iranians were going to do a car bomb at the event, but nothing happened. It was all safe, and it was all good. But as I'm at this event and I'm looking at all the different things that are going on in Iran at the time, and I thought to myself, Iran's in big trouble. And the reason why they're in big trouble is because there are factions within Iran all across the country that are revolting for various reasons. On December the 27th of 2017, was it 16 or 17? 17. If you had asked political pundits around the world what the future of Iran would be, the pervasive answer would be that it was going to be status quo. Many pundits and other politicos would have agreed that the Iranian regime, which is led by the mullahs and controlled by the Iranian Republican Guard, would remain solidly in control. All the signals that led up to this, outside of the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States, pointed to this pervasive world attitude that nothing was going to change in Iran. Certainly, Barack Obama had empowered them. They got money shipped to them. They now were able to freely trade with banking relationships around the world. So that all that was good. And that's what would have led to that attitude. But on December the 28th of 2017, everything changed forever. There were protests in Mashhad. There's a city there. Day one of the protests began over the price of eggs, which were priced around, in equivalent U.S. money, $300 for a carton of 20. Now, in the subsequent days, the protests became more political. Not just the price of eggs, which really spoke to inflation, the devaluation of the currency, etc. They became political, and three to four more protests broke out during the day. And the crowds chanted things like, "Forget Syria!" And along the same lines, they chanted, "Think about us!" Yeah, no justice, no peace is not what they think about over there. But on a stronger political note, the crowd shouted, "Down with Hezbollah!" On the fourth day, the crowds began a new slogan. And here's what they said. "Hardliners, reformers, the game is over. Hardliners, reformers, this game is over." Mashhad is the second largest city in Iran. It's located, and I want you to understand the geography here. It's far northeast of Tehran. So put Tehran right in front of your face. Raise your right hand and, you know, draw a diagonal line up to the top. That's Mashhad. okay? Almost the farthest point of the country from, not farthest, but I mean, it's a good distance from Tehran. Now, the next protest came on December the 29th of 2017 in Kirmanshah. Now, this city is in the northwest corner of Iran, almost the farthest point in Iran you could get from Mashhad. Okay? And in Kirmanshah, more than 12 protests broke out. So in all, during this period, the 27th, 28th, and 29th, there were over 142 protests in cities across Iran. And even more shocking, protests happened in all Iranian provinces. In the protests, over 8,000 Iranians were arrested, with estimates that about 50 were killed by the regime. So that's in a three-day window, folks, from the 27th to the 28th and the 29th. That three-day window. Every province in Iran had protests that erupted based on the start of it being about eggs. Now, in February of 2018, in the southwest region of Iran, Arabs protested about the regime. And all these protests were stamped out by the regime. It didn't stop additional protests from happening. So about a month later, in March of 2018, farmers in Isfahan protested over water. Essentially, water that flowed to these farmers for generations were dammed by elitists who were put in power by these mullahs. You have to see the pictures to get a real understanding of this, but the water was diverted by the Iranian Republican Guard, and Iran's largest salt water lake, Salt Lake, dried to 5% of its previous level. You got to see the pictures of this. It's like, you know, like think of a brain scan and where the activity in your brain is like red, and it goes from 100% down to 5% over in a period of a few short years. Now, the Guardian reported on this. It's called Lake Urmia. In the late 1990s, Lake Urmia in northwestern Iran was twice as large as Luxembourg and the largest saltwater lake in the Middle East. Since then, it's shrunk substantially and was sliced in half in 2008, with consequences uncertain to this day, by a 15-kilometer causeway designed to shorten the travel between Urmia and Tabriz. Historically, the lake attracted migratory birds, including flamingos and ducks and egrets. Its drying up or desiccation is undermining the local food web, especially by destroying one of the world's largest natural habitats of brine shrimp, Artemia, a hardy species that can tolerate salinity levels of 340 grams per liter, more than 8 times saltier than ocean water. Now, the results of an investigation which recently appeared in the Journal of Great Lakes Research revealed that in September of 2014, the lake's surface was about 12% of its average size in 1970s, a far bigger fall than they previously realized. And the research undermines any notion of a crisis caused primarily by climate changes. It shows that the pattern of droughts in the region has not changed significantly, and that Lake Urmia survived more severe droughts in the past. So here again, not only am I, beating up the elitists who have caused this problem, I'm beating up the climate change alarmists who would tell you that's what it's about. So the lake's decline is not due to this farce of global climate change. Instead, the man-made disaster is a political issue where powerful mullahs have impacted the ecology as well as the economy, and it's based on greed and their sick ideology. Now, the farmers, back to these protests, farmers weren't able to make a living, nor were they able to feed their families. What are you going to do? You're going to get upset. So on the first day of the protest, and this is where it gets really interesting, the farmers were beaten by security forces from the regime. But then something happened that Friday. At Friday prayers, despite the earlier beatings by the Iranian Republican Guard, the farmers wore shirts that were against the Iranian regime. And even more surprisingly, the shirts had American slogans. Yes. Later that year, this year rather, in April of 2018, truckers struck in Kazerun, a small city in the western part of Iran. And in these protests, Iranian citizens took over the city for 2 weeks and they chased out the Iranian Republican Guard. And finally, the most recent protest was in June of this year. There were protests in the markets in Tehran. Now, these protests occurred by capitalists revolting against the high prices of products. And like the other protests, quickly turned political. Now, you're going, if you're thinking the way I'm thinking, you're going, this is a lot of protesting and a lot of stuff that's happened in a very short amount of time. It's not by chance. So the group that I went to meet with, the NCRI and MEC, played a major part in these protests because they want a free and democratic Iran. And this group of Iranian expatriates have operatives in all the major cities in Iran, and they highlight the politics behind all these protests. You're not protesting because you don't want to pay $300 for eggs. You're protesting that an economy that is forcing you to pay $300 for eggs needs to be looked at. And let's talk about not only the fact that the NCRI shouldn't be in, or MEC can't be underestimated, but I want to look at the economy of Iran and why you can't underestimate Donald Trump in all of this. Now, I told this story before, and we've talked about this on air, that a restaurant not too long ago in Iran advertised to hire dishwashers. Now, unemployment's over 35% with the under 30-year-olds in Iran. They constitute over half the population. So it was no surprise that over 150 people applied to be dishwashers. But what was most surprising are the people who applied. Of 150 applicants, 30 of those applicants held PhDs. Now, PhDs, very smart people in Iran, are looking to get menial jobs. That should tell you a lot. But I want to get into more. I want to talk about its currency and why Donald Trump is going to go into whatever negotiations he has with Iran with so much power. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Obviously, in a pivotal and unprecedented moment in American history. And the fights that we are waging are not just for ourselves. More importantly, they are for our kids, our grandchildren, and the future of this planet.
Did you hear that raucous applause? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Bernie Sanders saying it's pivotal that we
You know, we're at a pivotal moment in history. We have to look at these things. Look at what's happening around us. The planet is doomed unless we do something. You guys have to react. You got to do something quick or else. Yeah, woo! Yeah, yeah. I'm just not quite feeling it. And you want to know why they're not quite feeling it? Because they're not feeling it. They're not feeling the pain. They're not feeling the pressure. Donald Trump was, look, global warming was supposed to have already wiped us out. It hasn't. And since it hasn't, Trump has kind of just been going along his merry way, making things better for people, getting them jobs. It's tough to rally the Democrats. I'll get it out. The Democrats, when there's not enough frustration, they need angst. They need somebody upset. They need somebody mad, somebody furious. Look at what you're doing, man. I will hurt you. Don't you mess with me. Whatever. Yeah, they need it. And they're not getting it. It's tough to gin it up. But the polls all say that, oh, it's out there. No, no, no. The Democrats are more riled up than the Republicans. I'm just going to ask you, as a matter of common sense, do you believe that? Now, I know you don't trust yourselves right now. You're saying, Kevin, I don't want to rely on what I think, because I'm just not sure. You're hearkening back to when you weren't sure if Trump was going to win in 2016, right? Maybe you weren't sure about some of the special elections that he's won. Maybe you were unsure if he would get his tax bill done. Maybe you're unsure if Donald Trump's going to get that wall that's been started built. Maybe you're thinking he's going to equivocate on taking nuclear weapons away from North Korea. Man, he won't get that process started. Maybe he won't address Iran. Maybe he's not going to address some of the other issues that are out there plaguing us, like terror attacks and so on and so forth. He may just let ISIS slip instead of really going after him. Maybe. I don't know. Has there been enough things for you to look at to make a judgment one way or the other? Maybe, as the left says, it's going to be Armageddon if we pass that tax cut. And unemployment's going to go through the roof. And the Treasury's not going to get money as a surplus, which it did, but it was just by accident. Maybe it's a fluke that Donald Trump taking away all that onerous legislation from business has actually stimulated the economy. I know, it's all fake news. It's all things that Donald Trump is contriving and he's controlling with his Twitter, you know, his tweets. That's what it is. I realize you don't have enough evidence. That Donald Trump pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accords, according to Bernie Sanders, doom and gloom. Doom and gloom. Donald Trump's tweet to North Korea calling Kim Jong-un fat boy. It's gonna make them want to shoot nuclear weapons over here. Do you know that the Koreans, I heard this, I haven't verified this, but this is what I was told. They started sending the remains of POW, of people, you know, the bodies that we were lost in Korea back to America. That's what I heard. You verify that for yourselves. I'm not sure. But if that's the case, that's pretty amazing. Maybe when Trump decided he was going to look into the trade practices of our so-called partners, you were just like, that's just campaign talk. And then when he did it and identified $800 billion of a trade imbalance, and then people go, what's he doing messing with trade, man? Maybe you don't believe he's really serious about it. You know, these $50 billion of tariff increases he just put on China, they're telling you that's going to create a trade war. The very people that have you in the war want you to believe that this is going to put you in the war. So Trump says, okay, we're going to start, since they already don't want to, you know, play ball and we're already in this war, we're going to go to war. And he puts $50 billion on China. They put $50 billion on us. Given that they have a $375 billion trade surplus with us, who do you think is going to win that war? What do you think is going to happen? There's not a country on this planet, a civilized one, that for the most part doesn't have a trade imbalance with the United States, because we've been okay with that. And we don't mind that if you've got, I don't know, maybe you've got some really cool thing that you make that we don't have. If we got to buy that from you, so be it. So be it. We'll have a trade imbalance. It isn't about making it all equal. Even, it's about leaving those trade barriers available so our people can sell you stuff too. Donald Trump, I bet you the average person didn't even know how much our trade
number of tariffs that Canada had on us up to 270% on our dairy products. How many people do you think knew that 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a year ago? I bet you could count them on one hand and probably on one finger and wouldn't even have to use that finger. Because I know I didn't know. I didn't go looking around at what the trade thing was, but Trump looked at it. He looked at ways that we were being taken advantage of. But Bernie Sanders wants you to believe, no. What they talk about, what the elitists talk about, the so-called intelligentsia. Let me ask you, would you want to learn anything from Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama? Would you put your children in their school? I'm just curious. I'm going to answer for you from my side. I wouldn't let my kids anywhere near those pedophile-loving skanks. No way. I wouldn't let them educate my kids on anything, the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic. I wouldn't let them do that, much less put them in their care. They'd be trying on makeup and putting condoms on bananas in a week. I'm talking about my boys. So, no, I wouldn't let them anywhere near. But Bernie Sanders say they're the mainstream. He wants you to believe, and there's a complete press cabal that's with him that says, we're going to make you believe the nonsense of the left. We're going to make you believe that the United States is the only heartless country, the country willing to separate kids from their parents. Let me tell you something. Every country on this planet separates kids from their parents. Some do it better than others. Some do it by force. Some do it in ways you don't even want to know. So don't talk to me about what their norms are, but I want you to hear the rest of what Bernie Sanders has to say, because it's priceless.
And if anybody in this room, and I know it's not the case here, but anybody in this country who thinks that now is the time to throw your hands up and give up, you are dead wrong. Now is the time more than ever to stand up, fight back. And I want to thank all of the groups here, because whether you know it or not, you have helped transform this country in so many ways. Just a few years ago, and I want you to think about it, many of the ideas that we talked about were thought to be fringe ideas, radical ideas, extremist ideas. Well, you know what? Because of your efforts, those ideas are now mainstream American ideas.
Yeah, they're mainstream. Woohoo! What are the mainstream ideas that Bernie Sanders believe are mainstream? Every single thing that the left has proposed is being undone, and it's because of you. I don't need to stand in front of you and give a big rah-rah over what's happening right now that is destroying leftism. Destroying it. I want to sound like Sanders when I'm giving that speech. It's destroying it. And let me tell you should be so happy to be on the front end of this, to be the tip of the spear that says, I'm going to show people just how crazy these people are. You're on the tip of the spear. Congratulations. I couldn't be more happy for you. I couldn't be more happy for this country. Do you know leftism at every take is spinning in on itself, folks? One of my friends was at the Heterodoxy Academy in Chicago, I believe, and leftist professors are talking about how bad academia has become. Leftist professors. This is how bad it has become. Donald Trump has made liars of them about the economy. I've already gone through this stuff. Look at all the things. Use your own powers of observation. You are superheroes. You have this power called common sense. You put it on the shelf. Go dust off the superhuman uniform and let people know you can practice common sense as good as the next guy. Look at the signs, folks. We give them to you every week on this program, sometimes every day. Just look at the signs.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.